Another recession warning. Lisa Brady, Fox News. This one coming from the International Monetary Fund, lowering its global growth projections again. The managing director says the risks of recession are rising and that things are more likely to get worse before they get better. This as the White House considers ways to help offset a cut in oil production that could spike gas prices.
President Biden says he's disappointed OPEC Plus countries agreed to a 2 million barrel per day cut in oil production.
There's a lot of alternatives. We haven't made up our mind yet.
The president, boarding Marine One, told reporters his visit to Saudi Arabia over the summer was not about pressuring OPEC.
The trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions.
President Biden also says it remains to be seen if he'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at next month's G20 summit.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House, the president heading to New York to highlight high-tech investments and jobs. The White House also batting down reports that sanctions on Venezuela might be eased to allow Chevron to pump oil there.
With all respect to the press reporting out there, there's been no change to our sanctions policy with respect to Venezuela. No change at all.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling Fox Business the Maduro regime still has a lot of work to do to convince the U.S. any policy change is needed. Some of New York State's new gun law has just been blocked by a federal judge in New York. This allows a gun rights group to pursue a lawsuit challenging that legislation. The new law kicked in last month, creating new requirements to obtain a gun license, including submitting social media accounts for review. In Florida, Hurricane Ian being blamed for more deaths with at least 120 bodies found so far. There are still an undetermined number of people missing as recovery efforts continue. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A college campus in mourning in Arizona, where a professor was shot and killed and a former student is the suspect.
Counselors are on hand at the University of Arizona at Tucson, where police say Professor Dr. Thomas Meixner was shot Wednesday inside a campus building and later died. The suspect, 46-year-old Murad Dervish, arrested hours later.
It was someone who was known to the staff member as a former student, and they believe that he should not be in the building.
Campus Police Chief Paula Balafer saying the professor wanted Dervish escorted outside of the building and called police, though he was shot with a handgun before officers arrived. The investigation is ongoing right now. The motive is not clear. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Mass mourning in Thailand, where investigators say a man fired from the police force earlier this year killed more than 30 people, mostly young children, at a child care center, then killed his own wife and child before killing himself. It's the deadliest attack in the nation's history. Toyota says it has fixes for recalled electric vehicles.
Japan's top automaker says it'll restart sales of its first mass production battery electric vehicle after fixing an issue with wheels on the 2023 BZ4X. Toyota recalling 2,700 of the vehicles back in June on worries about crash risks associated with concerns the wheels could fall off if hub bolts became loose, set off by sharp turns and sudden braking. Toyota in a filing saying it would replace them with newly designed, properly tightened hub bolts. In the vehicles under recall, the automaker also announcing a fix for an airbag strap, which could hurt the driver when it deploys.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A lot of holiday hiring planned at Amazon. 150,000 full-time, part-time, and seasonal workers, in contrast to Walmart, which is hiring fewer this year than last year. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.